to start with a few top stories I want to share with you here. This happened yesterday, just a tough scene. This is in a rural South Georgia community where seven people had their funerals and their burials all in one day. These were for seven of the eight people killed last week north of Brunswick. Again, all of them laid out, these coffins, seven coffins laid out in these burials yesterday. Just a tough scene for this one community. These victims were all found in a mobile home. 22-year-old Guy Hines Jr., who is the son of one of the victims, has been charged now with eight counts of first-degree murder. Hines made the initial 911 call to alert police of the killings. More than 200 mourners attended those funerals.
Some progress out west in the massive wildfires that have been burning. The latest number we have as far as containment is 50%. It was right around 42% this time yesterday, 50% now. But take a look at those flames. Apparently, it's no longer threatening homes along the western flank, but already 76 homes have been destroyed. And in terms of mileage, 250 square miles have burned in the Angeles National Park. But the really toughest part of this whole story is the fact that investigators have determined that this fire was set on purpose.
This is a huge water main break. You can see it's coming up out of the ground there. But this is in L.A. Studio City. We just started getting a look at this. This was happening overnight.
This thing, they're saying several feet deep. You see some of those firefighters there, about 125 firefighters called to work this thing. In fact, there was a car. You see some of the cars, the wheels at least, submerged on that Hummer, but one person had to be rescued after their car was swept away in the floods. They were saying it would probably take 4 to 5 hours to shut the flow of the water main break, but not fun for people in that part of L.A.
Let's turn to Afghanistan now, where a U.S. service member was killed today. This American was the victim of an insurgent attack on the eastern part of the country. Meanwhile, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan says he is convinced civilians were among those killed in a NATO airstrike. That airstrike in northern Afghanistan killed at least 90 people. This came after two tanker trucks were hijacked late Thursday by the Taliban. Afghans were attempting to siphon fuel from those trucks when they were hit by that NATO strike, I should say.